Let's head to the MCCSE on a very back-to-school eve, and the director of curriculum is our great friend, Dr. Mark A. Winston. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mike. I am wonderful. The day before school starts is one of the best days of the school year.
So do I have to leave out like an algebra book and a coloring book for and some milk and cookies for the back to school clause? How does that work tonight? What is the procedure for that?
You know what? Anything that you think you need for the opening of school, we're ready for it. I tell you what, the excitement, the enthusiasm with our teachers, our administrators, our bus drivers, it is real, and there's nothing like the opening of school to get us all ready to go.
Dr. Mark A. Winston is fired up. She's the Deputy Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction. And tell me a little bit about this week, just to make sure that everybody understands. Our teachers have been back in the classroom here for the last few days. You had a little bit of fun with them on Monday. Today, this afternoon, well, starting right now, elementary schools are busy. What did the high schools and junior highs? Everybody has got their meet the teachers and know where their locker is. We're ready to go, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, the meet the teacher night's already happening. They started as early as 2 o'clock this afternoon. Every elementary school is having the meet the teacher night. Starting next week, we're going to have our open houses at our elementary, middle, and high schools. Teachers are back in their classrooms, getting excited, getting ready. You know, we had our brand new teacher, welcome for 2 days last week, so we got a chance to get them on board. I tell you, the excitement and the enthusiasm is unlike any other year that I've seen. So we're ready to go, and our teachers are fired up.
Well, that's outstanding to hear. Thankfully, the weather is going to cooperate as well. We're not talking about heat indices or record this or record that. No, it's just going to be a normal, well, it's never normal on the first day. What does your schedule look like personally tomorrow? Where are you going to be to get the first day of 180 started in the 2023-2024 school year?
I tell you what, I'm going to be at several schools. I try to get to as many schools as I can the first day of school. I'll get to all of the secondary schools, starting off with our high schools. We're going to have our back-to-school event at Fairview Elementary tomorrow as well. That'll start around 8:30, 8:45. We're very excited about just welcoming all of our students back. And so I'll be all over the district, to be perfectly honest with you. I won't be in my office probably at all.
Good. Well, there's nothing that your office isn't a fun place, but on the first day of school, to see all the smiling faces of your staff, of your students, of all the teachers and parents that make this happen, an absolutely exciting, exciting time. And you have some exciting new things as well. The mccse.edu page is brand new, and everybody is trying to get involved with Parent Square. Talk about how those two developments this year will help improve communications throughout the district.
You're stealing all my thunder, but I tell you what, we are so, so excited. You know, Alexis Harmon and her team have done an amazing job with overhauling our website. It's very friendly. It's easy. It's friendly, parent-friendly. It's very easy to navigate. It's visually appealing, and it really kind of speaks to everything that's going on in our schools. We're really, really excited about Parent Square. We're going to be kicking that off. You know, and our Parent Square, that replaces our Blackboard system. So we're really eager to have our parents get registered for Parent Square. Our teachers and our principals are ready to use that. What we also like is it translates into multiple languages. So we think that the changes that we've made with our website, with our communication system, are all consistent with our strategic plan and where we're going with improving communication. So lots of excitement and enthusiasm across the board in that area.
And one of the big things that is part of your or under your quite large umbrella is curriculum, obviously. And we saw earlier in July you had teachers participating in the Monroe Maker Experience. How important is that to the STEAM and STEM learning development that we want to make sure all of our K through 12 folks are getting their hands on?
You know, that was such an amazing, this is our first time running the Monroe Maker Experience, and we hosted that at our middle schools. I tell you what, the excitement that came from our teachers who were like, oh my gosh, I get it. So it's right in alignment with our commitment to STEM and STEAM education. We want to make sure that every student in every one of our schools has access and opportunities around STEAM. And so directly in alignment, I tell you, I'm getting a lot of requests as a follow-up to that from teachers saying, hey, I need this equipment and I need these kind of supports from the curriculum office in order to be able to move this forward. So we are so thrilled. The participation that our teachers showed in attending our workshops, were it was just unbelievable. So lots of great excitement there.
Dr. Marque Winston is the Deputy Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction. And as we get the new school year started, everybody is fired up and ready to go. Are there any major changes, Dr. Winston, on the curriculum and instruction front for 2023-2024? Any changes we should be aware of, or is it just a refining of what we've been doing?
Well, we're continuing to focus on our teaching and learning expectations and making sure that we support our teachers around what that looks like. We're looking at having some instructional coaching happening at the secondary level. And at the mostly, we want to make sure that our teachers are up to speed on the new state standards that the state has put out. So continuing to kind of just double down on the high-quality instruction that we're already providing and making sure that our supports are timely and responsive to what our teachers need.
Now, we know that education is it's nonstop. It happens throughout the summer, educating your teachers, as you just mentioned, keeping kids either reading a book or trying to do anything besides hang out on YouTube for an afternoon. These are hard things to do, but that continues. But we know and we've learned from studies and information and everything else that the earlier kids can get started, the better chance, the program was called Head Start at one point, the better chance they have of getting ahead and staying ahead. How important will the November referendum be to making sure that continues in our district?
It's a game changer for our children. It's absolutely a game changer. We really want to improve outcomes when our students leave us after high school. Then we really have to do it through early learning and preschool education. That is the most important thing and the most important investment that we can possibly make if we really want to change outcomes for all populations of students. So there's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm about what this possibility can bring for our students.
Get them started earlier, get them on the right foot, and that makes all of this other stuff that the state wants to do in the testing or expectation world, that should be a little bit easier. What are some of the changes that I have a fourth grader and an eighth grader? What changes to all the fun stuff from the state in that area do I have to be aware of coming up for this school year?
Well, you know, there are changes to the science standards. They came out last year. There are changes to the math standards. So it really working on strengthening our hands-on approach to math instruction and focusing on the conceptual understandings for math. So those are the kinds of things. But our teachers need access to more manipulatives. We've responded to that. So I think that's a big thing. You know, for our middle school and high school students, one of the things that we're really excited about, you may recall I've spoken to you about our parent university.
Yes.
And really our parent university is about providing free events for parents and caregivers and our guardians on a variety of topics. And our kickoff for this year is going to be on Saturday, August 26th, and it's preparing for high school and beyond. It's a conference convention like we're going to offer for middle and high school parents. We've got topics across the board talking about college admissions, looking at early college in the Indiana College Corps, financial aid, dual credit internships, you name it. We want to make sure that our middle school and our high school parents know all of the possibilities for what their high schoolers students can look forward to.
And that's coming up Saturday, August 26th at the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship from 9 a.m. to noon. You'd like people to register for that, Dr. Winston. I found it quickly on the website. That's the easiest place to do that, right?
Absolutely. We began our parent university back in January, and we've had some really great feedback. The number one topic that our parents asked for had to do with what happens for high school and beyond. And so this is directly in response to the feedback, the overwhelming feedback that our parents said they wanted more information about college career opportunities, internships, dual credit. They want that. And so, yes, we want them to go online and register so that we can plan accordingly. And hopefully they can find this to be very informative and very helpful for them and their students.
Now, in the school year, this will be the first of a monthly parent university event, so you can go take a look on what's happening in September, October, November, and December as well. And a great part of the website, Dr. Winston, you can go back and look at the recordings and resources from the past parent university sessions. So if you missed something last spring, it's all right there.
Absolutely, absolutely. We want to make it easy and accessible for any of our families to go back and get that information.
And again, if you have a topic or something on here that doesn't see what you would like to do and would like to make a suggestion, there are all ways to get involved and do so. You can find it all at mccsc.edu. Now, I know this is not your area of expertise, but I'm trying and I'm trying and I'm trying to have everybody take a deep breath tomorrow. If the bus is a couple minutes late, home or back or what, we can't expect perfect on day one. We got to get some of the bugs out. We saw the buses out and about today, figuring out their routes and everything else. Is that the best advice I can give to everybody? Just, hey, let's just have some fun on day one.
Have fun on day one. Give us some grace. Give our bus drivers some grace. Yeah, there might be a couple little blips, but I'll be honest with you, Mike, we're ready. We are ready. Our transportation is ready. They've made some improvements. We're ready to go with our staffing, and our bus drivers are going to get our students to school safe and as on time as possible. I think we're going to continue to see improvement and improved outcomes based upon how hard they've been working over the summertime to get ready for the kickoff of the new school year.
Now, that new school year will start tomorrow morning. Our high schoolers will be in the leadoff spot. They will get things started at 7:45 a.m., middle school at 8:10, elementary tier one at 9 a.m., elementary transfer sites at 9:15, and elementary tier two at 9:30. So if that is part of your normal daily routine, there's going to be how many buildings do we have in the corporation that we have to pay attention to? I guess 28. I think I'm off.
So we've got 23, including the Hoosier Hills facility as well.
So there you go, folks. There's 23 of them. If you're around any of them, they're going to be awfully, awfully busy tomorrow. So let's be aware. And Dr. Winston, the website is they've done a great job on getting that. Alexis and their gang has done a great job of getting that together. Everything you need to know is on the front page. Just keep scrolling and you'll find it all. Have a great first day of school. And I can't wait to get caught up with you down the road this first semester and see how everything's going.
Mike, thanks so much for having me today. I appreciate it.